Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can, of course, find me on @DavidDondi on the social media channels. That's the AVIDDONDE and the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za. I know I've been talking a lot about online security, and I'm sorry that I have to bring it up so often. But one of the things that's come across in my family life is using a little book for passwords and people thinking they're being clever by having all sorts of codes in their passwords. The reality is that the only way to keep your password safe is, one, not repeat passwords in all sorts of places. So you use a secure password for each and everything. And secondly, that you have to use long passwords without common words. So these two things make it almost impossible for your book system to work. And of course, if your book falls in the right hands, you really are in a lot of trouble. But more than likely, your password is going to become exposed, not through somebody finding your book, but through you using the same password in multiple places. So there's only really one way to solve that, and that is to use a password keeper. Now, Google has a good one. So if you have an Android phone, you have that. Apple has a great one built into its system. And if you're in one of those two systems exclusively, that'll work for you. If you're not, I really suggest you use Bitwarden or LastPass. My password of keeper of choice is Bitwarden. I use the free version. I think the free version works on 3 or 4 devices to a maximum, which should be plenty for you. You can share passwords with other people, and you have a master password for your Bitwarden, but all the other password keepers work in much the same way, whether paid or free, and most of us can get away with the free packages. LastPass did have a security breach some years ago, but I haven't heard of a problem since, but you are still going to be safer with a password keeper. And essentially how you use these is you load them into your computer, you load them into your iPad, you load them into your phone, and every time you need to put your password into a website, it offers up your password if you've set that correctly. And as long as you are going to use one, my recommendation to you, if you're entirely in the Apple ecosystem, use Apple's password keeper. It's free, it works, it's great. If you're entirely in the Google Android system, go and use Google's password keeper. If you're not, then consider something like LastPass or Bitwarden. And there are a couple of others, but go with strong brands. You obviously don't want to use the first thing you find on the internet that you've never heard of. That would be a stupid idea. But do protect yourself that way. You're not going to forget your passwords. They do work. They prompt you to use them properly, and it's going to change your life. And remember, keep your two-factor authentication on regardless, and don't take this advice after the problem is caused. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za, or you find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels, and of course the podcast @fmr.co.za.